This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And good morning on a Tuesday, broadcasting from an igloo this morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, yeah. Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass, and you heard Jeremy Otto on the updates.
Yeah, we're done. Somebody adjusted the Doug Karsh thermostat.
It's quite cold.
It's a little chilly, yes. But we will survive.
We obviously. Will. We got heat in the building. It's
how
good.
How hot was it outside this morning?
Ooh, it was nice.
Ooh, it was nice, yes. But it was a little muggy.
It was a little
steamy. I think today's
going
to be a little steamy. It's supposed to be, what, mid-80s today?
Yeah. We're officially retired the jacket now, right? We're done with
it. Oh, the jacket's been retired for some time. But I want to make sure that last year, I mean, you had started and
the
tested
AC?
Your AC early. Do we actually know that it is operational? Because it's going to have to operate at a high level today.
I was just talking to Heather off air about this. Must have been, what, Friday or Saturday this last weekend. We got a little warm, and I did tinker with it. Because you know me, I'll tinker with the thermostat.
And well, you're not tinkering with anything else.
No.
Yeah.
A couple buttons. That's my level of expertise. And I did put the AC on, but then I screwed up because I left it on and I woke up and it was 62 degrees the next morning.
You had it on Friday.
Yes.
The Saturday morning was cold.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
So I woke up and I'm like, can I see my breath? What is? Oh, I left the AC on overnight. I should not have done that.
Well, okay. You love the, what the AC had nothing to do with it being 62 because you didn't turn it down to 62, did you?
No, but if you don't turn the heat on.
You don't need the heat at that point. Just enjoy the nice.
No, but I should have switched.
You should have turned the air up.
Yes.
Well, if
I should have adjusted the thermostat.
Yes.
If it was set at 68, the AC had nothing to do with it.
No, but some people have, you could do auto where you can set a temperature and we have that setting, but typically we toggle between heat and cool. And if you don't put the heat on, heat is never going to kick in. So it's just going to get cooler and cooler without the heat kicking on.
Right. Which
so I should have switched
fine.
It to heat. No, because then it's going to keep dropping. It's going to be 62 when you wake up. Nobody wants to wake up when it's frigid.
Well, 62, first of all, is not frigid.
In a house that's cold.
Oh, I woke up in the morning on Saturday morning, opened up all the doors and windows. By the time we were ready to start the day, it was about 58 in the house.
No one's house should be 58 degrees.
Oh, yeah, and then I close all the windows and try and trap that cold air inside. Now I've got free AC.
I get the energy savings. I don't get wanting my house to be 58 degrees.
You can wear a sweatshirt.
I mean, poor Heather's going to have 3 sweaters on if we don't touch the thermostat
58.
In here.
I had my, like, beautiful. Winter coat out Saturday morning. And it was
well, yeah, but you were at a soccer game.
It was cold out. And I would have had
it
that.
Was.
I wouldn't have taken my coat off in the house. I would have had the coat on in the house had it been 58 in my house.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
We keep our house like 70.
Yes. I haven't had the heat.
I was going to say, we're like in the low 70s.
I haven't had the heat turned on for near a month.
No, neither have we. Oh, yes, we must have.
Late at night so it doesn't get too cold.
In order to keep the house at a certain temperature.
Yes. No.
You're not really running it as much as you are maintaining at that point.
Free
right?
AC. Free AC.
Whatever.
Yes. Weirdos.
So you're comfortable in this. You walked in today, short sleeve shirt on, and thought,
this is, I'm
see,
fine.
Heather and I
mean, I, it is chilly. I mean, I checked to make sure for your guys' comfort.
Oh, wow.
That
so
it was a little bit warmer, yeah.
I like that our show can compromise.
And I instantly see Heather shivering. In
under
her
a
seat,
blanket.
Yeah, under a blanket.
I do like that we can compromise because
sure.
The Midday Show, that is a war that people don't realize behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Doug would do the show from a sauna if given the choice.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure he probably has at one point.
I think I asked him off air and I think he confirmed. So
yes,
in some radio remote of yesteryear, he's done it.